And we're back now with Barbara Zimmerman. She's a Republican. She's from Ashland, Ohio. She's part of our ongoing conversation with undecided voters. Barbara, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you.
So yesterday on the program, you said that you were hoping to hear the candidates talk about abortion and health care issues. What did you think about abortion, which did come up last night?
First of all, I personally don't think that it is a presidential issue. It shouldn't even be a concern for them, because it should be a state, you know, a state level, a personal, it's such a personal thing. However, I was glad that it appears like the comments I had heard or misunderstood was that Obama would allow a full-term abortion. And to me, it's, if you've carried a child that long, you know, it would be horrible to abort that. But it appears that I was misinformed. He does not. He finds that as abhorrent as most people do. So I was glad to hear that part of it. And of course, I know McCain's side of it. I didn't have a problem with that part of it. So unfortunately, the whole issue has gone to a national level, and that you know, I certainly can't solve.
Overall, let me ask you about your impression of the debate last night. Do you feel like you're any closer to making a decision?
I would love to vote Republican. However, I'm watching McCain's body language, and I'm looking at him, and he appeared to be so angry and so frustrated. And what came into my head was, how are you going to deal with people from other countries who have totally different cultures if you can't even deal with another American sitting in the same room with you on a relaxed, educated level? That's what bothers me. That's what bothers me big time. Whereas Obama does come across as definitely more stately, more of a statesman, more of a, you know, someone you'd want in the White House. That's my dilemma, is I would love to vote Republican, but I'm just not convinced that would fly. So it's almost like I'm going to toss a coin.
Barbara Zimmerman, an undecided, although less so, voter in Ohio. Barbara, thank you.
Thank you.
I do hear people ask of these undecideds, what are you waiting for? We're collecting answers at the show blog, npr.org/daydreaming. Who's undecided? Why? npr.org/daydreaming. More to come.